It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome to the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. For tonight, it is college basketball on Care Radio in the Heart of America Athletic Conference as the Benedictine Ravens play host to Missouri Valley. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, our producer, engineer, take care of a guy back in the studio. Joseph, thanks for all of that. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and tonight, these Benedictine ladies, the first of our doubleheader, the guys coming up at about 7:30. Tonight, these BC ladies come in, and they have been successful against Missouri Valley already this year. Way back on the 13th of December, that nice five-win month that the Ravens had, where they knocked off Missouri Valley 81-59 over in Marshall, the middle game of that five-game winning streak. Now, they're playing against a Vikings team that is struggling and yet not struggling. Seems like a bit of an oxymoron, but let me explain what I mean. Missouri Valley is coming in having won seven of their last nine in the series against BC. They have been very, very good. But they come into the ballgame tonight at 9-11 and 7-9 in the conference as they have been suffering the injury bug a little bit. Coach Lister has had to adjust his lineup and bring in some different starters, and so he has kind of patched this business together. With that said, how about we just look at the starters for tonight's ballgame? First of all, for Missouri Valley, I mentioned head coach Ben Lister. He's been at Valley now for 3 seasons already, and they are 9-11 on the year, 7-9 to the Hearts. They're going to start Giovanna Moore. She's a 5'8" junior from Independence, Missouri, out of William Crispin High School. They're going to have Rayjohn Callahan. Rayjohn's from Wichita, Kansas. Went to Neosho Community College. She's a junior, 5'10". Maria Rubio didn't even appear on the roster at the beginning of the year. She is transferred into the program from Spain. She is a 5'8" senior. Sophie Sullivan, she is a good one. Sophie, at 5'6", only a sophomore from Lombard, Illinois, a transfer from Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. And running it out in the middle, starting now, is Noah Fernandez. Noah is a 5'9" junior, also from Spain, and she transferred in out of Louisiana Christian University. So, Missouri Valley, with the flavor of a lot of programs melded together on their team. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and a 22nd season, head coach Jan Folsom, BC, coming in tonight at 15-6. They are 13-4 in the conference. And in third place, going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6" Goddard, Kansas native, out of Eisenhower High School. From Seneca, Kansas, at 5'7", Allie Kramer, the senior. And the other player, wait a minute, no, we're going to fix that. Another senior is going to be out of the Big 7, and that is Meredith, Kansas native, 5'8" Aaliyah Raines, out of Jeff West. From Wichita, Jennifer Jacobs, Cape and Mount Carmel, 6'1" junior, and Kyra Mishiraka, the 6'3" senior from Mustang, Oklahoma. With that said, we're set to go. The Ravens are going to take the tip, bring it down the court. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Coming back into Benedictine, we are just a couple of seconds into the game here this evening. Very, very glad to have you along with us as men and women's team playing, of course, tonight, and both of them have been playing very, very well. It'll be Allie Kramer bringing it into Kennedy. Back it'll come to Allie, deep in the right corner, down in front of the Valley bench as the Lady Ravens go from left to right in this first half. And on top, it's going to come to Nicholson. She'll slide over to the right side. The shot clock's already down to 5. Kennedy will go down the lane, kicks down the left side. Figaro scores it. Nicholson just outran her defender to the edge, puts it up and in, and Benedictine will break out on top, 2-0. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Valley. They'll drive it to the baseline, push it off on top. Work the ball, the perimeter, take it over deep into the right corner. Down low, it's going to be Fernandez. Swings it back to the right edge, driving in, kicking back, 15-footer off the back of the rim, won't fall. Mr. Rock with the rebound. Missouri Valley does not press on the upcourt play. They quickly retreat to the Ravens end of the floor and to set up their defense there. And Mr. Rock, or rather Jennifer Jacobs' shot, is off the mark. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Missouri Valley. 8:45 to go in the first quarter. Benedictine with a slim 2-0 lead here early on. Found a bit of basketball up top side. That's going to be Sophie Sullivan. Takes it over to the left side. Deshaun is up his own good. Rebounding it down is BC. Outlet pass up the floor. Trying to get it to Raines. And nicely stepped in front of and batted away by Rayjohn Callahan. Rayjohn is fast and she is long and very athletic. Was able to get a hand on that. Tip it away. And on the other end of the floor, we'll have a Raven foul. 8:23 to go in this opening quarter. Benedictine leading it 2-0. And first out of the ball game on the Lady Ravens, it's going to be on Aaliyah Raines. Taking her time to first of 2 free throws. Perfect. And there is the player that you're going to want to watch. Okay, if you're wanting to follow one box score, I mean, if you want to follow one line in the box, it's Giovanna Moore. Leading scorer in the conference, averages 19.6 a game. She is very, very good. She had a season-high 36 against William Penn last month. And when these two teams played earlier this year, we talked about that game in mid-December, 22 points against Benedictine. Hit 4 threes in that game. Lady Ravens will take the rebound off the missed shot, come down the floor, miss the baseline jumper. Back up, it will come Valley. BC leading it 2-1. Giovanna will take it to the free throw line and then shuffle the feet, travel with the basketball. That is good Raven defense by Aaliyah Raines. Benedictine averaging almost now 72 points a game, and they've been doing a great job of keeping the opponents from scoring. In the last five-game winning streak, they've held their opponents to 57 points a game. They've been winning by over 18. And with that defensive flurry on the season out, BC's opponents are really, really finding that number falling backward and backward, giving up 65 points per game on the season. And Lady Ravens now averaging 72. 7:40 to go in the opening quarter. Still 2-1. Nobody getting much done offensively. Here's a shot from underneath, and that driving layup off the left side is going to be up and good for Missouri Valley's Noah Fernandez. And we're going to have the first lead of the game for Valley. It is 3-2. 7:20 to play in the opening quarter. Benedictine hit that one early shot. Now here's Jacobs, goes to the left side, puts one up, misses it. Nicholson's going to rebound it down, comes to the left side of the free throw line, goes to Siraka. Back in again for Kennedy, who, there's a real mismatch inside when you put Kennedy Nicholson. She's not the tallest player on the floor at 5'6", and get her banging around with those fours and fives. She gets knocked to the floor and is going to be fouled. Be the first foul of the game for Giovanna Moore. Team fouls are going to be even at one apiece. Ravens bring it in to Miss Shiraka, Jacobs, Nicholson. BC works the perimeter. Now the pass into the middle is going to be stolen. Moore coming up with the basketball. Launches it down the floor to Sullivan. Back over to the right side. They'll go working to the left. Back to the right. Coming out on top. Hits it there to Callahan. She loses the handle. Feeds into the lane. Backing in is going to be the turnaround shot. It's going to be up and good. And that is Mackenzie Mann. So Mackenzie Mann is hitting that bucket, and she is in the game tonight. Now here's a shot down to the baseline, or a drive down to the baseline, and the Ravens are going to turn the ball over. Valley is taking a 5-2 lead. We're at 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Points a little bit hard to come by for Benedictine so far tonight. They've started off shooting 1-4, and along with those 1-4s, they've already got 3 turnovers. So here's a three-pointer on its way. Won't drop. Nicholson pulling down the rebound. That'll be your second rebound of the ballgame to go with all the Benedictine scoring so far. Now you got Kramer going to the baseline, and as she hits the break, she realized she got about a half step too far. Toe on the line. Benedictine will turn it over again. 6:15 and counting to go in the opening quarter. These two teams kind of battling. Now the ball's loose on the floor, and a real slow whistle, I suspect. The foul is on Miss Shiraka. No. The foul is going to be on Allie Kramer. Her first. Team foul 2 by Benedictine. 1 on Reigns. Now 1 on Kramer. And Valley will be putting into play midcourt to the far side, leading at 5-2, 4 minutes into the game. They'll bring it up topside. That's going to be Sullivan with the basketball. She'll slide over to the left side, stop with her back to the rim, looking in, kicks it off on top to Mann, back over to the left side to Callahan. She'll lob inside, and Mr. Rocca gets a hand on it. Here comes BC, driving down. Reigns has it stripped out of her hands, knocked out of bounds. Good bit of defense down there by Rajon Callahan, the 5'10" junior. Benedictine having it in play, 26 on the shot clock. It'll come in to Jacobs and to Mr. Rocca, who has her pass batted away, but Kyra's able to recover it. Comes out on top. Kramer for three. It's short. Rebound slapped back out on top by Mr. Rocca. Nicholson, a really long three. Off the mark. Another rebound, Mr. Rocca. This time she'll stay out. Let me just score it myself. Kyra picks up her first points of the game, and Benedictine is back to within one. It is 5-4, approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. 5:20 to play first. Up forward the basketball, and a long cross-court pass to Sullivan. Deep into the right corner, Sullivan, the uncontested three, rather short, rebound Kramer. Benedictine coming the other way. Now Kramer gets doubled up in the backcourt and goes to the floor real hard. Teammates go around, huddle around a little bit, and now Miss Shiraka will help her to her feet. And while she seems to be perfectly okay, and coach is checking on her, I think just siding on the side of safety and caution, Allie Kramer is going to check out for just a few minutes, and Benedictine is going to bring Lauren Dubert into the game. Inside 5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a basketball, trailing by 1. It is 5-4. And we get a foul off the ball. Better be on Jacobs. Jennifer's usually good for one or two of those fouls during the course of any ball game, but she'll set that screen up and then maybe makes an adjustment to the screen during the course of the game. And an early entry tonight for Riley Wade, the 5'9 senior from Olathe, Kansas. So Riley's in the game for Benedictine. You got Wade, Misuraca, Reigns. You've got Dubert and Nicholson. 4.5 to play, opening quarter, still 5-4. Out on top is going to be Callahan. I don't think Valley's made any substitutions. Callahan's baseline shot, no good. Misuraca with another rebound. She's been fantastic. Now, down the floor, Riley Wade, off balance, scores it anyway. Well done, putting Benedictine back in front at 6-5. 4:15 to play, first quarter. And the forward court is going to come Giovanna Moore, swings it over to the left side. Ferrara's in the game and hits a three. And I did not see Maddie Ferrara come into the lineup. She is a good perimeter shooter, the 5'9" junior from Hendersonville, Tennessee. She's played in every game this year for Missouri Valley and is about a 40% three-point shooter. So she is very, very good from the outside. The Ravens are going to turn it over, trailing it by two. Valley with the basketball in front at 8-6, 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Game moving along pretty briskly. Out on top, Giovanna Moore with it for the Lady Vikings. Goes to the right side of the lane, throws it over to the baseline left. Sullivan's three-pointer from there is in. Back-to-back three-point shots. One by Ferrara, and now another by Sullivan. And it is an 11-6 lead for Valley. 3:20 to play in the first. We talked about it briefly in the pregame. Valley loves that outside shot. Here's a baseline turnaround. Miss Rock too strong. Rebound is going to be Sullivan. Up to Ferrara down the left side. Ferrara will stop right in front of Coach Folsom in the BC bench. Here's Sullivan deep in the right corner, trying to back in. Great defense by Dubert. The pass to the side of the lane. Back out on top. It'll come to Sullivan. She will go in, go up. Give her two more. Sophie Sullivan has five, and Benedictine is going to take a timeout as the Lady Ravens find themselves with a bit of a deficit. Taking a break, Joseph, at 2:51 to go, opening quarter in the Nolan. It is Missouri Valley 13, Benedictine 6.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Slate of games going on around the conference this evening with Central Methodist at Baker, Grandview at Penn, Mount Mercy at Graceland, Culver's at Clark, Mid-America's at Peru State, and of course right here, you got Missouri Valley at Benedictine. At the top of the conference, Clark and Grandview, and both of them are going to get their 20th wins of the year tonight. They come in at 19-1 and 19-2 respectively. Coming out of the timeout, BC's made an adjustment to the lineup, and they have brought Josie Weiser into the game. So for the Ravens, it's going to be Stork and Wade. Here's a three in and out, followed up by Sullivan. Misses it. Rebound Nicholson. And we'll have a foul in the backcourt by Valley. So that foul by Missouri Valley will be team foul three. Teams are even at three apiece. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, and Stork. The Benedictine five on the floor. And that foul is on Jocelyn Bostick, by the way, who's just committed the game for Valley. BC with it out on top. Dubert will go down the left side of the lane, dishes it over. Stork has it knocked out of her hand, and she would have been fouled. And I suspect that will put her on the free throw line for a couple of shots. This foul is going to be on Maddie Ferrara. Hey, I'd like to remind you that our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management, and we need to remind you that you need to call Ken at 913-379-8690. Do that, and he'll review with you your retirement plan. Ken at Hamada Wealth Management. First free throw is going to be up and good, and Nicole Stork is on the board this evening. Benedictine trailing now at 13-7. And 13-8, Nicole hit them both. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ballywood basketball bringing it up the floor. Ferrara playing catch with it in the backcourt with Bostic. Lobs it up the floor. It's going to be batted into the crowd. What a great athletic effort by Riley Wade. And here comes Valley putting it in play again right at the end of the scorer's table. Does get it into Sullivan. She's got it on the left side. Dribbles toward the top. Pulls up her dribble. It's going to be knocked away. And they're going to say Josie. As she reaches out for the ball with her arm, she kind of kicks at it also and got a toe on that thing. So they're going to say the ball is kicked. And it'll come back in to get a Valley. Shot clock at 20 and a minute 47 to go in the opening quarter. Sullivan will take the inbound. I'm not sure she's been out of the game yet. We'll feed to Ferrara over to the right side. Into the baseline corner. It goes to Alcalde. Now on the left side, the shot blocked by Stork. What a great job. Nicole Stork getting a hand on the basketball, and here comes Benedictine. Kramer down the floor, long cross court, pass left side. Dubert goes three, rims it out, won't go. Rebound is on the floor. Josie had it. It's on the floor again. Batted around, still fighting for the basketball. We're going to finally get a jump call. We will. Just getting a little heated down on the floor. And now one of the Valley players comes up to the official. She has a little something to say. I don't know that I've ever seen an official put his finger in front of his lips, shushing the Valley player. You don't get a lot of officials shushing players on the floor. That's a pretty good one. A minute 17 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens trailing by 5. Back in for Coach Lister. We're again going to see Giovanna Moore. BC has defended her well, allowing only 1 point to the conference's leading scorer. Kramer will have it on the right side. BC out on top. Shot clock is rolled down to 15, and we're just over a minute to play in quarter number one. Here's going to be Riley Wade with it between the circles, trying to direct some traffic, looking for a screen from Stork. Gets it, goes back over to the right side. Shot clock at 3, at 2, at 1. The shot at the buzzer's off the rim. One slice won't go down. And a rebound is going to be hauled in by Missouri Valley's Rajon Callahan. Callahan coming out with the basketball and gets it over to Sullivan. And Sophie will bring it up the court. We're inside a minute to play in the first. On the right side, no defender there. And the ball is going to come loose and go out of bounds to Benedictine. A break for the Lady Ravens as Valley handled that ball a little loosely. Kramer, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, and Stork for Benedictine. Ravens are going to walk it up the floor. Here comes Allie Kramer, slides over to the left side to Riley Wade, back out on top to Lauren. Dubert looks to the middle, gets it there to Weiser. Josie likes that shot, hits that shot straight away, a step and a half above the three-point line. First bucket of the game for Josie Weiser. Ravens now trail by 2. We're down to 15 seconds to play in the opening quarter. The ball's going to be batted away. Picked up by Benedictine. Riley Wade. Ravens have numbers. Left side is going to go to Weiser. Comes back out on top for Kramer. And knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Ricarda Schott. No, I don't think that's Ricarda. I think that's Balanca Alcade. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and as the ball rolls out of bounds, the clock will stop. To whom will it belong? It will belong to Missouri Valley. They've got to go the length of the court with 1.2. They'll bring it in, and Moore is just going to hold it up, and that's going to do it. Opening quarter has drawn to a close with the Lady Ravens, who found themselves trailing by a rather substantial margin a little bit ago, has battled back. We go to the end of the first. It is Missouri Valley's Lady Vikings 13, Benedictine 11.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Look at the scoring numbers at the end of the opening quarters. We're back with you here in the Nola Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Missouri Valley led by Sophie Sullivan. 5 points in the game. Maddie Ferrara has three. Couple of points apiece for both Noah Fernandez and Mackenzie Mann, and Giovanna Moore with one. For Benedictson, paced in the way. Thanks, sir. Paced in the way is Josie Weiser. She hit that three just a short time ago. And then, can't get more even than this. Kennedy Nicholson has two. Riley Wade with two. Nicole Stork with two. Kyra Mishiraka with two. Right now, Benedictine hitting only 4 of 12 shots from the floor, including 1 of 3 from outside. 2 of 2 at the free throw line, but 8 opening quarter turnovers for the Lady Ravens. Here's a long cross-court pass. Valley's going to have the ball in play to begin the second quarter. We're underway. Underneath it's going to go. Sullivan spins and shoots. It's too soft. And a rebound swept down. Allie Kramer. Allie will race into the floor quick. Comes back out on top. Jennifer Jacobs slides down the left side of the lane. Stops, kicks it back off on top, the Reigns. Kramer, Dubert, Jacobs, Reigns, Mr. Rock of the original starting five are out there to begin the second quarter. Let me fix that. Dubert is out there instead of Nicholson to begin the second quarter. Here's Lauren, starts left, cuts back right. Ball slapped out of her hands by Callahan. Rajon is on the floor with Giovanna Moore and Maddie Ferrara, Sophie Sullivan, and Noah Fernandez. BC putting it in play right in front of the Valley bench. And here's a three-pointer on its way by Dubert. Won't happen. Sullivan will rebound it down. Here comes Valley. 13-12 Lady Vikings. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Running down the floor. That was just a shot thrown at the bucket that goes up and in. Count it for Noah Fernandez, and she has four. 15-11 Valley. A minute gone in the second. Kramer out on top to Jacobs. Jennifer has been held in check so far tonight. Here's Mishiraka, whose cross-court pass is batted away, and that was just good defense. Over the North Fernandez, she had her back to the basketball as she was face guarding her player on Benedictine and throws the arms in the air. So as the pass goes by her, just the luck of the draw, she's able to hit it, deflect it out of bounds, forcing Benedictine to put it back in play. Ravens will go to the left side. Here's a short runner. It's up and soft. Rebound cleared back down. Here comes Valley. Giovanna Moore races down the left side, spins into the lane, throws one at the rim, knocks it down. Giovanna Moore, her first field goal of the game. Valley goes up now 17-11. They have led by as many as 7 in the opening quarter, up a half a dozen now. Here's Jacobs with the left side. Bucket steps out of bounds, and that's kind of a black hole over there. I don't care which team it is. A couple of times a game, somebody steps back and goes out of bounds, right in front of where the Raven Regiment is sitting. Now Benedictine is going to apply some full court pressure on the inbound and reaching in. Allie Kramer deflects the pass, knocked it out of bounds, and now Allie, instead of at the sideline, is going to be putting in play from the baseline. They'll get it in. Couple of passes later, over to Giovanna Moore. Now on top to Ferrara, still in the backcourt. And her pass batted away by Reigns. Picking it up is Dubert. The lob to Reigns. The head fake. The shot. Missed it. Rebound tipped down on the floor. Reigns is able to pick it back up. Puts a shot up and missed it again. But I think this time collects a foul. Matty Ferrara will have foul number 2. And that's going to put Benedictine's Aaliyah Reigns at the free throw line. Aaliyah looking for her first point of the ball game. She comes up a 75.5% free throw shooter on the season, and that first one right there. First point of the second quarter for Benedictine. It is now 17-12 Valley. Just inside 8 minutes to go in the half. Second free throw gets them both. 17-13 Valley by 4. Aaliyah Reigns with her first 2 points of the game. Those are also the first 2 points for Benedictine in the second quarter. Giovanna Moore with the basketball in the backcourt. Now the Ravens are going to double her up, force her to go backwards. She gets it into the forecourt with the outlet pass. Now down the left side. Nice move into the ball, and an uncontested layup is going to be up and good for Fernandez. She's got 6. 19-13, and again, a 6-point Valley lead. 7:40 to go in the first half. Range to the left side to Jacobs. And Jacobs with no points in the game. She'll go three. Air ball wide to the right side by a considerable margin. Goes out of bounds on the fly. Kramer will come out of the game. No, Kramer will stay in, and Dubert will go out of the game for Kennedy Nicholson. So now Benedictine does have the original five with Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, and Miss Uraka on the court. Now Jennifer Jacobs just absolutely flattened the Valley player. And she's going to take a moment to kind of gather herself. And the officials are going to allow her that moment to gather herself. And now they're going to walk over and make certain that Sophie Sullivan is okay. She is on her feet, and the official nods, and the official okie-dokie, as Colonel Potter would say, says she's all right to go. Now he's going to be putting in play, and the inbound slapped away by Ray D'Elia. Saw it coming. Timed her leap. Unable to corral the ball and maintain possession, but able to dislodge it, knock it out of bounds, and force Valley to put it in bounds once again. 7-17 to go in the first half. Moore will bring it into the forecourt. Brook down the right side, pulls up a 17-foot runner that misses, and a rebound pulled down by Allie Kramer. She'll bring it up the floor, going 2-on-4. Kramer will attack the bucket, go in, fall away, does not draw the foul, even though the defender looked like she'd reached across. Valley coming up with a rebound. Moore will take it back down. Again, we'll go to the right side, crossover behind her, no shot, hits it back off on top to Callahan, feeds into the lane. That's going to be man with it, lobs it back off on top to Sullivan. Sullivan for the long two. No. Rebound Benedictine, and another Kramer rebound. Allie is a great rebounding guard. That is her seventh rebound already today. From the left side, Reigns passes on the three, goes underneath, tries a backward layup, hits the bottom of the backboard, and then the Ravens in a scrum for the ball. A foul is going to be called on Miss Uraka. Kyra picks up her first. Benedictine's second foul of the second quarter. And Kyra's out of the ball game and returning to the lineup for BC is a 5'11 freshman from Adel, Iowa. That's going to be Nicole Stork out there. 6:15 to play in the first half. Valley up court with the basketball, leading it by a half dozen. They've led by as many as seven, all alone under the rim, and the layup is going to be missed. Getting her own rebound, follow shot. Again, it's going to be missed. Back-to-back point-blank shots by Fernandez. Neither of them would go down. And the Lady Ravens back up court with it. And now Kramer's pass is going to be intercepted, stolen Fernandez. Is she going to miss that one? She will not. Lady Ravens not playing the kind of ball we got kind of spoiled with in the last four, five, six games. It is now 21-13. Benedictine down 8. Three-point shot, Nicole Stork. No. Rebound pulled down by Riley Wade. She'll go to the baseline, into the corner. Kennedy for three. Yes, Kennedy Nicholson has a hot hand the other night, has five here tonight, and leads her team in scoring. 21-16, Valley. And we're 5:20 left in the first half. Here's a three for Giovanna. No, Nicholson rebounds. And Benedictine back up the floor. Kennedy will bring it up the court herself. Cross it over to the left side. Now feed underneath to Kramer. Oh, that was a beautiful read up the floor by Nicholson. Give her the assist. Give Kramer the 2 points. Allie's first bucket of the game. 21-18. And as quickly as that, Benedictine within a possession. And now the outlet pass to the baseline is going to be off the fingertips of Callahan. Ravens will have it in play in the backcourt. Into the game for Coach Folsom. Again, we're going to find Josie Wise, the 5'11" senior from Jefferson County North High School in Nortonville area. Can't say in Nortonville, even though Nortonville and Winchester and that community make up that Chasey-in home. Skip pass into the lane, trying to get it in the middle. Looking inside for Riley Wade. They're going to see the ball goes out of bounds off Benedictine. The crowd not thrilled with the call, as you can probably tell from the racket in the background, but Valley's going to be putting it in play, leading it by three. 4.5 to go in the first half. Skip pass into the forecourt. Going to be taken by Al Calde. Now the jumper left side, up no good. Josie with the rebound. Gets it away, up the floor. Brueggemann, her outlet pass is too strong for Stork to come down with, and Valley will bring it up the floor. Picking it down the left side, it's going to be Williams. Just into the game, Kiara Williams, a 5'8 junior from Shawnee, Kansas. 4 minutes to play, opening half. Banking's with a basketball, and it's a drive to the rim. Stork slides down and is going to pick up the blocking foul. So for Nicole Stork, it'll be her first foul. It'll be Benedictine's third second quarter foul. And coming to the free throw line, it'll be Missouri Valley. Striding up there, Sophie Sullivan. Left-handed free throw in, out, and in. Kind of banged around and rattled around, but it went good. Sophie's got one more shot coming up. She's a good free throw shooter, 50 of 58. That's a cool 86-plus. This one, right there. 23-18, back to the five-point lead, goes for Zora Valley, as we're inside 4 minutes to play in the opening half. Hey, we certainly hope you're enjoying College Hoops here tonight on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, Tom Kowski here. The guys' game coming up at about 7:30. College doubleheader this evening. Right now, though, in the ladies' game, Benedictine finding themselves down by five, has the basketball. Brueggemann will have it on the left side, gets it back to Miss Uraka. Kyra tries to back in, no room, kicks it over to Josie. Josie will start into the lane, first to the left, then to the right, falling away, puts a shot up off balance, draws a foul, coming to the line. Foul is going to be blown on Ricardo Schatz. Now again, not sure that that 10 is really Ricardo. I don't believe that it is. I think Valley has had some attrition. The first free throw is up and good for Josie Weiser, her fourth point of the game. But the number 10 is probably Alanka Alcalde. So we're going to check on that also. Second free throw, good. And Josie will have them both, give her five in a game. Now the inbound pass stolen by Weiser. She'll drive down, goes through a defender, hits the driving layup, and plus one for Josie. All of her teammates race around her to congratulate her on a fantastic play. The steal, the drive, the bucket, and now coming to the line for the free throw. With this shot, she can tie the game. But before that free throw, we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Lister. Joseph, the break. At 3:22 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. It is Missouri Valley 23, Benedictine 22.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan, and here comes Josie, here comes her free throw, and there is the point. So Josie Weiser completes the three-point play. It is 23-23. Valley will bring it up the floor, dump it over to the right side. It's going to be Sullivan with it, dribbles it out on top. Sophie with a little right-hand dribble, switches it over to the left, starts to the end of the lane, kicks it down to the baseline, little turnaround shot, no, but reaching in a little bit late. Reeves are going to pick up a foul, and that is going to be another one on Kyra. That'll be her second foul tonight. And Valley will come back to the free throw line, and that's going to be Noah Fernandez. Noah, not too good at the free throw line. That one looked great. I say not too good at the free throw line. 9 of 23, 39%. Officially not too good at the free throw line. Second shot. does not go in. Miss Urraca with the rebound. It is 24-23 Valley. Benedictine with it up top side. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Weiser, Stork, and Miss Urraca, the Benedictine five. 2:45 and rolling along here in the late going of the opening half. BC will feed it over to the right side to Josie in front of the Valley bench. Comes out on top now to Riley. Brueggemann slides over to the right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Works to the left. Stops at the top of the key. Kicks it back over to Josie. She's all alone. Three-point shot. Another one is good. Josie Weiser having a huge second quarter. And Benedictine is back in front. 26-24. 2:22 to go in the first half. Valley will get it to Alcalde. Now underneath, the feet in the middle, little hook shot, won't drop, off the fingertips of Thompson. Jocelyn Thompson got in the middle. Here's Josie, a really long three. That one is going to be short. Rebounding it down, Kennedy, her shot won't go, and rebound is going to be out of bounds. Touch last by Stork. It'll be Valley basketball with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Returning to the floor for Benedictine is going to be the Olathe native, 5'9 senior Riley Wade. 2 minutes, and now less than that. There's Valley up the floor with it, and Giovanna Moore has come back in. Giovanna has been defended very well tonight. 3 points, and here's a shot from the right side. It's going to be up and good. Count the bucket for Giovanna Moore, and an opportunity to double her game scoring on this one trip up the court. Foul is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. It will be her first. Giovanna's free throw is good. She makes it look just that effortless. And it is 27-26. Valley on that three-point trip up court goes right back in front. With a minute 45 to go in the opening half. Ravens into the forecourt. It's going to be Brueggemann with the right side. Goes to Stork off the right block. Backs in, drops the shoulder, leans, puts a shot up in a lot of traffic. It's no good. Rebound is on the floor. Battle for chase after, and it's going to go out of bounds. It will be Benedictine basketball. Tell you what, this crew here tonight, all kinds of players on the floor, they're letting them go. It will belong to Benedictine. Nobody's putting the ball in play. Here we go. Now they're going to assign that duty. Shot clock is reset to 30. And Benedict's going to be putting it in play out on top. Three-point shot, Brueggemann, nicely done. Riley Brueggemann for three. And Benedict's perimeter shooting has put them right back in front, 29-27. 75 seconds to go, first half. The pass into the lane. Knocked away. Taken away by Brueggemann. She'll slow it down, let her team get into the forecourt, and now coming up the floor trying to steal the ball. That did not work particularly well for Alcalde. And the Ravens are going to have it in play from the backcourt. That will be the second foul of the game for Alcalde. Bianca, the senior from Spain. Here's a jump shot. Up, no good. Rebound on the floor. Here comes Valley. Up with the basketball is going to be Giovanna Moore. 50 seconds ago in the first half. Moore swings it over to the left side to Williams. Williams will kick it across, looking into the corner for Callahan. And nice defense by Lauren Dubert. Gets a hand on that thing, slaps it away and above and beyond the Benedictine bench. It'll come back in again to Valley. 44, 43, 42 seconds left in the half, and the shot clock's at 16. Round to the right side, Fernandez. Back out on top to Williams. Straight away three. Air ball short. Caught on the fly. 5 seconds, four on the shot clock. Second shot is up, and it still was not touched. One on the shot clock, and it'll go out of bounds. Lady Ravens are going to have it in on the shot clock. We'll be off now. So Benedictine probably taking a lead into the locker room. Locking it up the court. Riley Brueggemann, the 5'8 freshman. Brueggemann to Weiser, to Dubert. Ravens running motion, running time, looking for the shot they want. 10 seconds out to go in the half. Here's Josie. Back over to Brueggemann. Now 3 seconds. Brueggemann steps back, puts it up. It's short, and that takes us to halftime. It's been a wild first half. It's been back and forth, but as they head for the locker room, Benedictine is back in front. We'll return to summarize the opening half. Lady Ravens 29, Missouri Valley 27.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 711 Commercial Street.
Halftime here at the Nola Gymnasium. The Raven dance group is out there entertaining the crowd, and their ladies teams have gone to the locker room with Benedictine in front by a pair at 29-27. A recap of the first half scoring. Bullet finds Missouri Valley led by Noah Fernandez. Noah coming in at the 5 spot, has 9. Sophie Sullivan with 7, half a dozen for Giovanna Moore. 3.5 for Maddie Ferrara, and 2 for Mackenzie Mann. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, what a great half for Josie Weiser. 11 points in the first half, including a pair of threes, 3 of 3 at the free throw line, and 1 other 2-point shot. 11 for Josie. From there, drops pretty dramatically to Kennedy Nicholson's 5. Riley Brueggemann has hit a 3. And then with 2 apiece, you've got Allie Kramer, Riley Wade, Aaliyah Raines, Nicole Stork, Kyra Mishiraka. Fouls, nobody in any real trouble. A couple of players with 2 apiece for each team, but no one really beyond that. Remember the guys' game coming up at about 7:30. We'll have that one for you too live here on Care Radio. But first, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back and bring in the second half of the women's contest live. But with the halftime score here in the Nolan Gymnasium, Lady Ravens 27, or rather, Lady Ravens 29, Missouri Valley 27. Back we go to the Care Sports Studio, and Joseph, he's got a Wednesday halftime special.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we're bringing you the Benedictine Ravens playing host to Missouri Valley. We will be returning to the game in just a few minutes. The women's game is at the half coming up tomorrow night, right here at Hot Country 93.7. We're going to have Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Studios, and it's where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Coming up on Friday night, we've got high school basketball again as Marhill Mount Academy is playing host to JCN. Those games have a scheduled 6 p.m. tip. However, it is at the Marhill Mount Academy gym, and they do normally run just a little bit late, so make sure that you tune in about 6 to make sure that you get all of that game, but don't be surprised if it starts just a little bit late. Saturday, we're going to have Benedictine Ravens on the road in Canton, Missouri, as they will be at Culver Stockton. 2 p.m. is a scheduled tip for the women's game. The men will take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletics Conference and women's basketball games in progress.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Taking a look around the league, we've got a lot of games in progress. In Baldwin City, Kansas, Baker is playing host to Central Methodist, and they are leading currently. Baker's ladies are sitting at 29 points to Central Methodist's 22. Up in Oskaloosa, Iowa, Grandview's got William Penn on the ropes 45-31 at the half. Mount Mercy is leading Graceland over in Lamoni, Iowa, 37-32. In Culver Stockton's game against Clark, Culver Stockton is on top 29-24 at the half. And at the half, it is Peru State leading Mid-America Nazarene 34-29. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, coming from the Nolan Gym, we've got the Lady Ravens sitting at 2 points ahead of Missouri Valley, 29-27. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management, has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 44. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for isolated rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 64. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 60 Friday under overcast skies. 58 Saturday, isolated rain showers likely. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 54 degrees in Atchison, Kansas. Taking a look around, it's 53 in Oskaloosa, 52 up in Troy, and 54 degrees out in Horton. The feels like on the skin temperature is 52 degrees with winds out of the south-southeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 62%, the dew point 41 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 30.03 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msconews.net. That's msconews.net.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room? Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hey, welcome back. We're in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here at the beautiful Benedictine College campus. It's been a back-and-forth, hard-fought, kind of low-scoring business here tonight. 29-27, Benedictine with the lead at halftime. Joseph, he's back in the studio doing that good job, taking care of his producing and engineering and doing halftime stuff and whatever else he does, all that. Thanks, Joseph. Tom Couch with you here. Full slate of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference tonight, and all of them were 5:30 tip-offs. As it stands, going to the second half in all of the games, you've got Baker with a bit of a surprise lead over Central Methodist, 29-22 in Baldwin City. It is Grandview beating up on William Penn, 50-33 up in Oskaloosa. Graceland trails Mount Mercy. Going to the second half, 37-32. You've got Clark and Culver Stockton. And how about this? Clark at home trails Culver Stockton by 6 with 8:40 to go in the third quarter. And just getting ready to go to the second half, it is Peru State leading Mid-America 34-29. With some topsy-turvy things going on around this conference. Say what? Lady Ravens continue to play very, very well. Clark and Grandview, the top two spots in this conference. Clark, 19-1 and 10-1 in the conference. Grandview right behind him at 19-2 and 10-2 in a conference. Benedictine hot on their heels, 15-6, 13-4, and the Lady Ravens receiving votes now in the national poll. And Benedictine, winners of 5 in a row now. Mount Mercy is 13-7, 11-6 in the conference. Mid-America, 10-10, 10-11 is Park. Then you drop to 9-win teams. Valley and Graceland and Central Methodist and Peru. You got Culver with 8 wins. Baker and Penn round out the conference. Interesting second half shaping up here in this one. Benedictine in front by a 29-27 margin, and so far today, Lady Ravens playing hard, playing, you know, I think pretty well. Let's look at the numbers briefly. BC is 9-29, not shooting as well as they have been shooting at 31%. Penn, 10-27 at 37%. From the outside, Benedictine is 4-10, and half of those, Josie Weiser's, where she is 2-3 three-point shooting. Lady Ravens perfect at the free throw line, 7-7. BC's also turned it over more than Valley at 13-10. So, you do that, you shoot a lower percentage, you turn it over a little bit more, and yet, Lady Ravens have a lead as we go to the second half, so that bodes well for BC picking up a 6th consecutive W. That's it. It'll belong to Benedictine to begin the second half. It'll be put in play on the far side, and we are underway in quarter number 3. Welcome back. BC with a basketball, and way up top side they go. Feet underneath. Head fake. No shot there for Jacobs, who has yet to score. And now they're going to call Jennifer for a 3-second violation. Has that been a great night for her so far here halfway through? So Benedictine will not get a shot away. Valley will come up the court, trailing it by only a pair. Moore, Callahan, Sullivan, Fernandez, and Mann started the second half for Coach Lister and the Lady Vikings. For Benedictine, the original five, Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Kramer, Jennifer Jacobs, Olivia Raines, and Kyra Mishiraka. Valley goes all the way to the right block. Now feeds to the free throw line. There was a travel, no whistle, comes back off on top. Long three-point shot. Wow! That was a nice shot by Callahan. She had not hit a three. Matter of fact, she had not taken a three. She did not hit a shot in the game, and Callahan knocks that one down, picking up her first points and putting her team back in front. Rajon Callahan, here's a long two. Kennedy Nicholson, no good. And Benedictine trailing by one, quickly back on defense. It is 30-29 Valley. Over to the left side, Giovanna Moore drags a foot, travels with a basketball. Benedictine is going to get it back in. 8:57 to go in the third. Long, long way to go in this one. And a team, we still have men's basketball coming up tonight. Those two teams out of the court warming up during the course of halftime tonight. So, BC with it right side, Mishiraka. These two teams are almost slow motion right now, it feels like. Nice pass underneath to Kramer. Allie in the lane forever. Turns, kicks it off the window, missed it. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Giovanna Moore. She'll bring it up the floor. Comes Valley. Outlet down the right side. Running shot is going to be up and too strong. Follow shot is going to be up. Hits the front of the rim, but we'll have a BC foul. Probably on, well, it's going to be on either Mr. Rocco or Jennifer. It's going to be Kyra's third foul, the first foul of the second half by either team. Kyra, out of the ball game and right back in, is going to come Nicole Stork. Kyra and Nicole each 2 points in the first half, and the first free throw by McKenzie Mann is up and good. That'll be her third point tonight. It is now 31-29. Missouri Valley, 8:28 to go in the third. Second free throw, got them both, 32-29. McKenzie Mann, 4 points now this evening. Lady Ravens up the floor. Stork will take it top of the key, swings it over to the left side. Underneath, left-hand shot. There's Jennifer Jacobs. Her first points of the game. It's 32-31, Valley. Now up court with it is going to be Sophie Sullivan. Kicks it over to the left side, and I think caught Noah Fernandez a little unaware. That skip pass, and I believe Noah fully thought that Sophie was just going to drive that thing down the left side of the lane, go up with a shot, and was not ready instead for that bounce pass. So it goes out of bounds, and Benedictine will come back up the floor with it. 7:57 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens have the ball, trailing by one. Skip pass to the right side, and it is well out of the reach of Jennifer Jacobs. And so Reigns will turn it over with a little bounce pass that is out of reach. And BC is going to apply a little pressure on the inbound, not a lot. Moore will get it to the middle and kicks back to Moore, jumps it into the corner, looking for another three. That one does not go down for Callahan, and Benedictine rebounds it down, and then it's going to be lost out of the hands of Allie Kramer. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. And again, neither of these teams is just exactly setting the world on fire, flying up and down the court. 32-31. Valley with the basketball. Over to the right side is going to be Sullivan. And now we'll have a whistle off the ball, and it's going to be on range. It's got to be her because she throws her hands in the air. It is. Aaliyah will have her second foul tonight. So a couple of fouls on Reigns and inbound and Moore's three, no good. BC rebounds it down. Nicole Stewart clears down the board. Baseline right, Reigns jumper, got it. How about that? First field goal of the game. Reigns had 2 first half points on a couple of free throws. That is her first field goal of the game. So now both Reigns and Jacobs have won from the floor. And it's 33-32 Benedictine. Long three, got it. From the deep left side, Sophie Sullivan will be the first Missouri Valley player in double-figure scoring. She makes it 35-33 Valley. And the ball knocked away from Kramer in an effort to steal it back. She will pick up the foul. Allie's second. But now for Benedictine, 3 third-quarter fouls. No second half fouls at all for the Lady Vikings. And we're at 6:43 to go in the third. Valley will be putting it in the backcourt, leading it by a pair. Up floor with it, it's going to be Sullivan. She'll take it across the timeline, working right in front of Allie Kramer. Slides over to the right, keeps the dribble alive, works in front of the Valley bench, comes back off on top, gets it there to McKenzie Mann. Left side, running shot is up, too strong. Nicole Stork rebounds it down. Benedictine is going to run it. Flying down the court. Kramer goes right side. The ball's lost by Aaliyah Reigns, but Benedictine, fortunately, able to recover that thing out of top by Stork. Now, Nicole will go for a three. There it is. How about that nice shot, Nicole Stork? And that is Nicole's first field goal. She had 2 first half points from the free throw line. Benedictine goes back up 1, 36-35. 5:50 to play in the third quarter. Skip pass right, batted for a minute by Nicholson, saved in the middle, driving shot up, and players are kind of standing around. You almost think that there was a foul or a whistle or something to stop play, but just a lot of standing. Now backing in is Reigns, gets teamed up there, kicks it back outside, 3-point shot, Kramer no good, Reigns with the rebound, has the ball knocked out of her hands, it's going to be stolen away, and then reaching back in, we're going to have a Benedictine foul, and that's going to be another one on Aaliyah Reigns. She has gotten to 3. She's coming out. No? Yeah, I figured she would be coming out. Aaliyah, not happy right now. I think that she felt like she'd been called for a couple of fouls for which she doesn't think she was very guilty. 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine up by 1. The Missouri Valley on offense. Getting ready to come back into the game for the Vikings. We're going to see Maddie Ferrara. Here's a 3-point shot. Valley up no good. Rebounding it down is Lauren Dubert, who is crashed into by Giovanna Moore. Moore will have her second foul. And that is the first second-half foul for Missouri Valley. Benedictine is already at 4, so Valley's going to be shooting free throws for over half of the third quarter. Out on the floor for Coach Folsom right now, you've got Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Nicole Stork. Right side Weiser skips it underneath to Jacobs. The scoop shot good. Jennifer Jacobs give the assist to Josie Weiser. Jennifer with 4 points, and Benedictine stretches its lead now, 38-35. The ball is going to be lost at the baseline, and turning it over for Valley is going to be Alcalde, and you've got to give a lot of credit on that to that Benedictine defense. They were just swarming around, coming after the basketball, and they've kind of kicked it up a bit of a notch here with 4.5 to go in the third. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 3. In the middle, it's going to go to Jacobs. She will go in. She will go up. She will get 2 more. Jennifer Jacobs. Right now, Jacobs is owning Maddie Ferrara. And I think Coach Lister knows it. He's going to take a timeout and see if he can stem this Raven Tide. Timeout, Joseph. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine with its largest lead. It's Lady Ravens 50, Vikings 35.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Right. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 40-35, Lady Ravens in front. Benedictine has improved its field goal shooting a little bit, but still 37% from the floor. Where they have been better is from the outside, where they're now 5 of 12, hitting 42% from the perimeter and a perfect 7-7 at the free throw line. And Benedictine's rebounding, absolutely great. 29 rebounds in a game. Here's Giovanna Moore. She'll go 3 and hit 3. There's your leading scorer in the conference, picking up her 9th point of the ballgame, cutting the Raven lead now to 40-38. BC goes out on top, feeds underneath to Jacobs, goes into the lane, hooks and scores, and Jennifer has come to life. 8 third-quarter points with 4 minutes to go in the third. 42-38, Lady Ravens. Giovanna Moore, what's a little step-back shot? Can't get it. Excellent defense by Lauren Tubers. Back over to the right side with it. That's going to be Ferrara. And they'll feed it across, and the pass is too long and out of the reach of Alcalde. It'll be BC basketball from deep in the backcourt. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. 42-38, Benedictine in front. Women's college basketball here on Care Radio this evening. Guys game coming up at about 7:30. Here's Josie Wise with it for the Ravens. Comes out on top of the Nicholson. Kennedy's 3, hits the front lip of the rim, and we're going to get a foul. The foul is on Missouri Valley's Sophie Sullivan. Sophie's only picking up her first foul of the game. And it's not on the shot. They're going to say Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in play from the baseline. And doing that work will be Lauren Dubert. Lauren, a 5'7" junior guard out of Beloit, Kansas. She, coming in off the bench, is averaging double-figure scoring for BC in her first year of the program. And now the pass is going to be taken away from Stork. Here comes Valley. Moore will bring it up the floor, straight down the middle. Lobs it underneath. Little reverse layup is going to be up and good for Fernandez. And Noah Fernandez, the first Valley player to get into double-figure scoring. She has 11. Benedictine down to the left side. The baseline 3 off the mark for Nicholson. Rebound again out is going to be Josie Weiser. And the Ravens are going to keep it alive. 42-40 Benedictine. In the middle, Jacobs. 2 more? No. That shot too hard off the window, and a rebound cleared down by Valley's Kiara Williams. Williams just into the game, brings it up the floor. It's going to be knocked away by Nicholson, who gets tripped, and there's a foul. Kennedy sprawls headlong, and she'll climb to her feet and is okay. Only the third foul of the third quarter by Missouri Valley, and it's going to be the first out of the night for the Vikings' Kiara Williams. Kiara Williams is out of Shawnee, Kansas, a 5'6 junior. Here comes Benedictine, putting the ball inbounds near midcourt. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by a pair. Out on top of it, it'll be Nicole Stewart. Swings it side to side, gets it over to Josie. Again, Josie will feed into the middle this time to Miss Uraka, who gets tangled up, tied up, and does she pick up a foul? Kyra has been in the game for, what, like 7 seconds? And will pick up now her fourth foul tonight. And I suppose that's got her walking right back to the bench, and it does. Kyra saying, Coach, I don't think I did that. I don't know how that happened. And Missouri Valley coming to the free throw line in the person of Rubio. Free throw's no good. We thought Myra was going to start the ball game tonight. She did not, and just now making her first appearance this evening. So we'll see how she is. Second free throw, way short. Rebounding it down is going to be Josie. Kind of a self-defense rebound. Here's a feed to the other end, and the Stork goes up. There's a foul, nearly puts her on the floor, and she will come to the line for a pair of shots. Nicole Stork has 5 this evening and is already 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Takes her time, the free throw. Yeah. That will be the second foul, by the way, tonight by Missouri Valley's Noah Fernandez. Nicole's second free throw will not fall in. Rebound, Josie loses the handle, dives back on the ball, and Ravens are going to get a timeout. Save the possession, and we're going to take a break, Joseph. Down to 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go. We're in the third quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball. We're at Benedictine 43, Missouri Valley 40.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Benedictine putting it in play, coming out of the timeout. Josie straight up for 3, won't fall, rebound more. Here comes Valley. Just over 2 minutes ago in the third quarter. Valley with the basketball, trailing Benedictine by only 3. Giovanna into the lane, the shot is good for 2. Moore makes it a single-digit game, collecting her 11th point tonight. And it's 43-42, BC. Here's Kennedy Nicholson, goes right side, into the corner to Dubert. Drives across the end of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away from her from behind and picked up by Valley. Let's get back over to the right side. The shot is deflected by Josie. Offensive rebound underneath, and Valley's going to push it back up on top. Moore says, give it to me. I want the shot, and then she missed it. Rebound, BC. Riley Wade with it. On the other end, the driving layup, Nicholson for 2. Kennedy's first. Points of the second half give her 7 tonight, and it's 45-42, Lady Ravens. 75 seconds to go in the third. Here's the deal. Benedictine, through the season, they've been averaging over 5.5 rebounds more than their opponent. Well, tonight, they lead in the rebounding margin 33-22. So they've been fantastic on the boards tonight. Here's Moore with a really long 3. It's off the mark, and Benedictine will clear it down. Ravens up the floor. Over to the left side with it is going to be Riley Wade. She'll drive in, dump it over. Kennedy checks windage, checks elevation, throws it down from outside. Nicholson had so much time, she could square up, eye it up, throw it in. 48-42. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Vikings with the basketball way up top side. It's going to be Kiara Williams. Again to Giovanna Moore. They'll run a little motion. Here's a shot from the outside, wide left, rebound, Dubert. She gets banged around a little bit in the backcourt, no foul call. Lauren will drive it up for herself, goes into the lane, and there's going to be a foul. As she knifes into the lane, it was Noah Fernandez in front of her who kind of stepped over, making very certain that it was not going to be an easy shot for Lauren. Under the it's a little bit surprising category, Lauren Dubert has not scored yet tonight. She's going to change that. No, first one won't go in. Hung on the front of the rim and then fell out. One more shot coming up for Lauren. This one is up for good. She's an 83-plus percent free throw shooter, so you expect her to put them in, and she rarely disappoints you. 49-42. Last shot of the quarter is going to belong to Valley, and now Benedictine coming up before. Is that going to be another foul on Raines? Aaliyah Raines comes in for the last 10 seconds of the third quarter and picks up her fourth foul. So both Ms. Siraka and Raines, two of the Benedictine starting five, have four fouls apiece with 3 seconds to go in the third. Is he going to leave Raines out there? He will. Giovanna Moore at the free throw line for a couple. The crowd giving her a little grief, but she'll hit it anyway. Giovanna is 3 of 4 at the free throw line. She's an 83.1% free throw shooter coming into the ball game this evening. Looks this one over and gets it as well. So Moore will hit both of them. 49-44. Ravens down the court. Runner at the buzzer off the backboard. 3 quarters in the book in the Nolan. We'll be back. Fourth quarter of this ladies' game should be a dandy. Looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, the score, Lady Ravens 49, Missouri Valley 44.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Three quarters, Missouri Valley already has 3 players in double-figure scoring. They're being led, of course, by Giovanna Moore with 13, 11 for Nora Fernandez, and Sophie Sullivan with 10 for Benedictine. You've also got a couple of players in double digits. Josie Weiser with 11 and 10 for Kennedy Nicholson. Jennifer Jenkins had a great 8-point third quarter. Nicole Stewart with a half dozen and on from there. Thanks. Here's the deal. For Benedictine, 2 starters, 4 fouls apiece. Kyra Misiraka and Aaliyah Raines. Then to begin the fourth quarter, Raines is going to be on the floor with Lauren Dubert, Jennifer Jacobs, Riley Wade, and Allie Kramer. Inbound is going to be stolen by Kramer. Benedictine steals the inbound. The beat across Raines. Up, missed it, got fouled. Officials coming over, giving a little indication that the foul on Valley and BC at the free throw line. And place gets pretty quiet. Raines has 2 points. They were both free throws. Now she's got 3 points, and they're still all free throws. 50-44. We are 6 seconds into the fourth quarter. This one is good as well. 51-44. Lady Ravens with a 7-point lead. This is their largest lead of the game. They have trailed by as many as 8 back near the mid part of the second quarter when it was 21-13. 51-44, Benedictine in front. Giovanna Moore with a basketball topside working against Raines. Here's the thing. Aaliyah Raines will play no differently with 4 fouls than with 3 or 2 or 1 or none. And now here's a shot from the right side. It's going to be wedged up. Lauren Dubert says, here, let me jump up there and knock it out. And, yes, the hero of the moment, the guy with the bass guitar over there, the Raymond Regiment, goes over and tips it away. That's the only thing I could do with that instrument. Knock the ball out of the rim. 9:20 to go in the ball game. Lady Ravens coming up court with it. 51-44, BC in front. Driving across is going to be Dubert. Feeds in the middle of Jacobs, who didn't see that coming. Caught it flat-footed. Feeds across the reins. Back out on top. Gets it to Kramer. Out on top. Dubert. There's a three! Kramer the assist. Dubert the bucket. Lauren Dubert at 4 points now. And Benedictine goes up double figures. 54-44. 9 minutes to go. Driving layup is off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Giovanna Moore. Valley's going to keep it for an offense. Moore will square up all alone. Hits a three. 16 points for Giovanna Moore. And the thing is, you give her that kind of time and that kind of space, she's a really good shooter when she has not all of that. Give her all of that, she will put points up. Here comes the BC offense, 54-47. Into the lane, Riley Wade goes up. The shot's going to be blocked out of her hands. And now Wade is going to steal it back. BC with the numbers, and Wade slows it down, goes over to Dubert. She'll go for another three and hit it again. Back-to-back for Lauren Dubert. 57-47. And we have a timeout on the floor. Kick it a break, Joseph, with 8:09 to go in the ladies' game. Again, Benedictine 57, Missouri Valley 47.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
All the Raven Regiment over there making some lovely sounds. The Benedictine crowd here tonight, which is in really good number, making some great sounds. Fantastic basketball environment here on the Benedictine College campus. Welcome back, everybody, with 8:09 to play in the ballgame. Lady Ravens a double-digit lead, 57-47. And coming out of the timeout, Valley will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. The inbound work will be done by Bianca Alcade. They're going to bring it in. And Sophie Sullivan up the floor, first to the right, then to the left. Double teamed by BC. Now she's going to be sandwiched between Riley Wade and Allie Kramer. And as the cross-court pass happens, I think Lauren reached in. She did, as she knows it. Lauren Dubert's first foul tonight. It'll be Benedictine's first fourth-quarter foul. Valley has committed two, and we still have a long way to go. 7:55 to play. Valley comes back into the game, bringing, here's a left-handed shot, goes up and missing. Offensive rebound, Noah Fernandez. And Noah's just checked into the game. And a foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. That will be her second. Let me fix that, her third. Jennifer with three, BC with two here in the fourth quarter. Valley with the ball around to the left side. 7:45 to go. Rolling along. Lady Ravens, they'd be good with just trading buckets the rest of the way out. Here's Moore. Goes left side. Pulls up the jumper and knocks down two more. Giovanna Moore. Already 5 in the fourth quarter. 18 in the ball game. Wait a minute. What does she average? Oh, yeah. 19 and a half. She is just that solid at scoring. And that's after having scored one first half point, or first quarter point, 6 at the half. But Giovanna Moore is going to get hers. 7 minutes to go in the game. Left side, Jennifer Jacobs, jump shot off the rim, no good. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Valley. Into the forecourt with the mascot is going to be Sophie Sullivan. We're going to get Stork back in the first opportunity for Coach Folsom. over to the right side more. That was some good defense right there by Kramer. She prevented that shot. Here's a drive into the middle. Now losing the hand, LaValle's going to go out of bounds, and they say it's off Benedictson with 6:41 to go. Coach Folsom trying to help the officials. He said that was a charge, but apparently they did not agree with that. Eight on the shot clock as Valley's going to bring it in. They'll get it into Giovanna. She will not have any problem getting this shot away. Now, it's going to be stolen away by Dubert. She didn't have trouble getting it away. Dubert, Nicholson, underneath, good. The bucket is going to be up and in for Allie Kramer. Her fourth point to the ball game, and that was Stork with the assist. Not Nicholson, but Nicole Stork. 59-49. Baseline turnaround shot is good. 59-51. Valley's not going to go quietly away here tonight. That bucket by Alcalde is her first point this evening. 6 minutes to go, 59-51 BC. The feed to the right block. And Stork is going to be whistled for a travel. Returning to the game for Missouri Valley, you're going to get Kiara Williams back in. And you're also going to get Maddie Ferrara back into the game. Ravens are going to press a little bit on this inbound. Rain's in the game with four fouls. Mishiraka is not in the game with four fouls for Benedictine. 5:40 to play. Shot clock at 17. Down the right side, twisting, turning, shot high off the window, no good. Rebound is on the floor, and as Rain goes in to take it away, we've got contact in the backcourt. That time, Aaliyah spins around. She thought that that foul was probably a little more aggressive than it needed to be. The official doesn't really say much, but they do assess the foul on Missouri Valley, and it will be foul number three for Bianca. Bianca Alcalde, 5:25 to go, driving in, Reigns, underhand shot, won't fall, rebound. Here comes Missouri Valley. They'll bring it up, driving left, all the way, coast to coast, to the rack, no good, and the Ravens coming in late on the defense. A driving Noah Fernandez is going to come to the free throw line, having been fouled by Jennifer Jacobs, and now Jennifer is the fourth Benedictine player with four fouls. 5:15 to go. Fernandez, free throw, no good. And it's hard to believe that Fernandez, as good as she is a 39% free throw shooter. She's one of three, and now that one bounces up and in. So now she's two of four, so hitting half of her free throws tonight. It's a pretty big night. Mishiraka back into the game. Returning to the floor for Missouri Valley, we're going to get Mackenzie Mann. So Mann comes in for Rajon Callahan. Benedictine into the forecourt. Let's set that five out there. You got Kennedy Nicholson has come in. You've got Riley Brueggemann in the game. Aaliyah Reigns, Nicole Stork, Kyra Mishiraka. Kind of an interesting mix. Here's the three. Top shot. Good by Kennedy Nicholson. Straight away, 7.5 above the top of the key. Kennedy has 13. 62-52. Ravens pushed right back to that double-digit lead. Now the ball's going to be knocked away and stolen. Here comes Brueggemann. Runner. Yes. Riley Brueggemann with five. 64-52. Now they try to steal the ball to the backcourt. Bodies on the floor. No foul called. Set shot left side. Up for three. No. Rebound underneath, and it's going to be Brueggemann again. Coming up with the basketball. Riley scans the floor in front of her as he'll take it across the timeline, weaving over to the right side, and we've got 4:20 to play in the game. Brueggemann backs away, thought about the three, doesn't, goes to Stork. Over to the right side, it's going to be fed in the middle, driving across. Mishiraka goes up, gets fouled. That's Nice job by Reigns to find Miss Uraka. And it will be Kyra at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Mackenzie Mann. It is only her first foul of the game. It will be team foul three for the Lady Vikings. So team fouls are going to be even at three apiece. And now the officials say, no, this is not a shooting situation. They felt like she was not shooting ball, so the Ravens are going to be putting it in play at the baseline, and Brueggemann will inbound. Benedictin brings it into Kennedy. Nicholson into the lane, comes back out on top. Reigns will cut in. Twist, turn, spin, no shot available. Back out on top, and come to Brueggemann. She'll stop, she'll fade, shoot, and short. Long rebound, saved by Nicole Stork, and BC will reset. 3:55 and rolling along in the ball game. Lady Ravens with a basketball up a dozen, and now the ball to Stork in. Going to come off her tone into the backcourt, and the Ravens are going to be over and back. So Benedictine is going to turn it back over with 3:46 to go, leading it by 12. And Valley Sophie Sullivan will inbound it. Brueggemann out of the ball game, and Allie Kramer comes back in. So Kramer, Nicholson, Rain Stork, and Miss Uraka. Top side of the basketball is going to be Callahan, and here comes Valley with it. They'll feed it over to the left side, spinning into the lane. Little underhanded shot up and well done by Sophie Sullivan. That's a dozen for her. 64-54. 3.5 to play. Nicholson goes underneath. Rain shot won't go. Rebound. Valley. Reigns is not playing like a player with four fouls, because now she's a player with five fouls. And Reigns is done for the night. Isn't it five? No, they've got her for four. Okay, I thought that was her fifth foul, but that is apparently only four somehow. So, good news that my addition was wrong when I had marked down a foul. Obviously, it's a middle arm to somebody else. Here's a shot from the outside. Valley, no. Rebound off the floor. Aaliyah Reigns coming up into basketball. She does have four fouls now. Brings it down the right side. Stutter steps, drives into the block, gets it over to Kyra, over to the left side. Nicole up the window with two strong. Kyra had the rebound, lost it, picked it back up, and now we're going to have another foul. It's getting a little bit chippy out there with 2:55 left. The official's looking. I'm not sure where he's looking. I think he was looking at the band. The foul is going to be on Callahan. So Callahan will pick up that foul. And Benedictine will have it in play at their baseline. 20 again on the shot clock at 2:55 to play. Ravens have the ball, leading by 10. Over to the left side, Aaliyah Marine. Marine will dance her way to the top, go down the right side of the lane, get picked up on a double team, and a defender reaches in, and they're going to call a jump ball. Got to tell you, Aaliyah's had a frustrating night. I mean, she's been tied up. She's been banged around. She's had fouls called on her that she felt she was not even close to. And combine all of that with, 3 points tonight. So she's got to come out of this one a little frustrated. But Benedictine still looking for the win, leading it by 10. 2.5 minutes left. The lob comes way out on top. It's going to be more. You know, she'll put it up. She does. She scores. Plus, no, a charge. What a break for Benedictine as Moore jumps to her feet, spins around it. She is barking all the way to the other end of the court. It'll be three fouls by Giovanna Moore. Wave off that bucket. And Giovanna is still shoulder to shoulder with the official on the other end of the floor, explaining to him how they have gotten it wrong. 2:22 to go in the game. Benedictine walks it up, and Allie Kramer kicks it over to the right side. Miss Uraka way out above the circle. Jacobs, back it comes to Kramer. Top side, Nicholson. Here's Josie. She hasn't been in a minute. Weiser will start to the top. Feed it back over to the left side to Nicholson. 2 minutes to go. Shot clock at 8. Kennedy to the free throw line, down the right side, off the block, goes up for the shot. There's a foul. This one will be on Fernandez. Is that her fourth then? It is four fouls on Noah Fernandez. It's not Nora, it's Noah, N-O-A. And now Coach Folsom is playing that offense-defense switch around with Reigns and Weiser rotating in and out. Free throw's good for Kennedy Nicholson. 14 points for Kennedy. She's been on a roll of really, really good games. Second free throw, also good. Joseph, you know, I love telling people that College Hoops tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. You did know that, right? Here's the driving layup on the other end, and that's going to be a foul against Benedictine. It's going to be a foul on Kyra. And it is going to be a fifth foul on Kyra Mishiraka. Kyra played 18 minutes tonight, collecting 5 fouls and 2 points. Tough night for Kyra. Fouls out with a minute 51 to go. At the free throw line for Missouri Valley will be Noah Fernandez. That is good. 13 points for Fernandez. Benedictine leading it 66 to 55, and now 66-56. And again, Benedictine will make the offense-defense switch. So the Raven five out there now is going to be Nicholson and Stork with Kramer, Jacobs, and Weiser going from right to left up the floor. Top side, Josie hands it, pivots with the right foot, brings it back out on top to Nicole. Here's Kramer with it. Allie goes right side, Nicholson back out on top, Josie, 11 on the shot clock. Josie dishes it back to the left, and it's been doing a nice job of maintaining control of possession. Now Kramer will drive down, goes in, goes up, gets it in one. Beautiful play. Allie Kramer kept her focus and her concentration. Hits the bucket, draws a foul. She's coming to the line with a chance at three. Allie, half a dozen points now. Weiser and Reigns will rotate in and out. We've got a minute 23 to go. Looking for that three-point play. Here's Allie's shot, up and a little bit short, and rebound, Valley. 68-56, Benedictine again by a dozen. Moore will take it down the right side. Reigns with her. Going to get a travel call. See, for a moment, I thought, and I think half of the play, people in the play thought that they were going to call a foul on Aaliyah Reigns, but she did a nice job of rolling back, arms up, body going backward, no contact, and the defender, or the ball handler, expecting the contact, travels with a basketball. Here comes Benedictine back up court with a minute 5 left. Kramer to Nicholson, topside Weiser, BC on offense. It's going to be another win here tonight for the Lady Ravens. It is going to be a winning streak stretcher for BC. They've been playing good basketball. 45 seconds to go. Weiser with it, throws it at the rim, off balance. It's going to go off the iron, but be rebounded back down by the Vikings. 38 seconds to go. Knocked away by Nicholson. She'll steal it. Bring it up the floor. Drives, shoots, scores. Nicholson was looking over Kramer, saying, you want it? Kramer says, no, you keep it. So Nicholson puts it up and in. 18-footer from the top. It's going to be hairball short. Does not even hit the bottom of the net. Flies out of bounds into the courtside cafe. And as the shot clock goes off, we've got 22 seconds to play. And Benedictine will bring Dubert into the game. And this will very possibly be the final possession of the night. 70-56 BC. Ravens into the forecourt. Lauren just dribbling it up on top. Lauren according to them, the time. They're not going to do anything about it. That's going to do it. Your final score tonight in the Nolan Gymnasium, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 70, Missouri Valley 56. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 711 Commercial Street.
Well, the guys, teams coming out of the court warming up because we have game two headed your way here on CARE Radio, the guys' contest before too long. But before that, let's recap this nice Benedictine Lady Raven win as their winning streak extends now to six with tonight's 70-56 win over Missouri Valley here in the NOLA Gymnasium. For Missouri Valley, leading score, you know it's going to be. You knew before you even got here tonight. Giovanna Moore, leading score in the conference. Well, she comes in and averages, 19.6 a game? Got 18 tonight, Giovanna Moore. Also, the figures for Noah Fernandez, 13 and a dozen for Sophie Sullivan. From there, though, the scoring just nearly vanishes. Four tonight for Mackenzie Mann, three apiece for Rayshon Callahan and Maddie Ferrara, and two tonight for Bianca Alcade. For the Lady Ravens, another fantastic game for Kennedy Nicholson. She has been playing just lights out. Kennedy with 17 points tonight to lead BC in scoring. Double figures as well for Josie Weiser with 11. Thank you, Ms. After that, you see Jennifer Jacobs with 8. And for Jennifer, it was a scoreless first half. She scored all 8 of those in the third quarter on, 3 to 5 foot shots, getting them where she is most comfortable and where she is always just so good. Jennifer's 8, followed by Lauren Dubert with 7 points tonight for BC. Nicole Stork and Allie Kramer, half a dozen apiece. Celia Raines also with 6. 5 tonight for Riley Brueggemann. It was a 2-point game for both Kyra Mishiraka and Riley Wade. Benedictine, talk about when, as the season's gone on and as they win, Benedictine is rebounding well. They've averaged 5.5 rebounds more than their opponents on the season. Tonight they out-rebound Missouri Valley 41-29. So that trend continues and that's just one of those building blocks for a successful season. Speaking of which, with this win, the season becomes even further successful. It's now 16-6 on the year. And in the conference, Lady Ravens are now 14-4. Stick around. Second half of our Hoops doubleheader coming up shortly. Once again, the final score in the ladies' game, Benedictine 70, Missouri Valley 56. Right now, though, we're going to kick you back to the Care Radio Sports Studios. Let you enjoy some Evening with Joseph. We'll be back here at the Nolan in about 15.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.